All right, WGCH News Center time is 7:33. John Iannuzzi and Matt Cahan in for Tony Savino here in the WGCH Morning News Center. And as we mentioned, April 15th, of course, is looming.
Yes, it is.
We've discussed for tax preparers, this is like the playoffs.
It is.
Leading into the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. I mean, and we're so fortunate now to be joined by a leader in the tax arena, Patricia Gentile, attorney, CPA, founder of New England Tax Relief. You've heard her on the Frankie Boyer Show, which airs here on WGCH in the 1 o'clock hour. Patricia is not only a leader in tax resolution, but she provides coaching for tax professionals. And now Patty is host of a new podcast on Apple iTunes dubbed Fighting the Good Fight, Defending Taxpayers and Solving Their Tax Problems. That's a great name, by the way. And I listened on the way in this morning. And Patricia, welcome. Am I correct in saying that the end of March, early April is kind of prime time for folks in your line of work?
Yes, good morning, John and Matt. Absolutely. I actually woke up this morning, and the first thing I did is looked at my calendar on my iPhone to see exactly how many days are left. I have been working for 40 tax seasons myself, being both a tax defense attorney and a CPA, and it's still embedded in me to know exactly how much time is left. So for your listeners, we're talking 3.5 weeks until April 15th, which is a Monday. And for the states of the residents in the states of Massachusetts and Maine, they actually have 2 more days till April 17th due to the Patriots Day holiday. But this is a perfect time with 3.5 weeks out for tax professionals who are preparing their clients' returns or taxpayers who are actually doing their own returns at home to consider three forms, three very important forms. The first one is if you feel that this is too much of a rush for you and it's creating too much stress in compiling your tax information, getting it to your tax professional or for yourself to prepare yourself. You get stressed. You feel like you're going to miss something. You know, take the stress off yourself and consider filing a form 4868, which is an application for an automatic 6 months extension of time to file your United States, your federal individual income tax return. And that would give you an automatic 6 months till October 15th to file the forms. Now, here's the caveat. This is an application to extend the time to file your return, but not an extension of time to pay your tax. So if you could have filed your forms timely, like within the next 3.5 weeks, but you kind of feel you're going to have a balance due with the return, you need to pay that estimated balance with the extension form. If you don't pay that balance with the extension form, once you file your return after April 15th, the IRS will send you a letter saying, well, you didn't pay the balance due with the extension. We're going to invalidate that extension form that you filed a few, you know, months ago, and we're going to hit you with a late filing and late payment penalties. So you don't want that. That late filing penalty can go as high as 25%. The late payment penalty is calculated and accrued at 0.5% a month. The second form to consider, if you have a return with a balance due and you can't pay that, I strongly suggest you still file that return. You want to file the return, and you can actually include in that return, the form 1040, the federal individual tax return, a form 9465, which is an installment agreement request. You file it right with the filing of the form 1040, and in 30 days, you'll actually get the installment agreement in the mail, and you're all set. You're set on a monthly installment agreement plan. You can find this form in your own software if you're doing it at home. Your tax professional should have it in theirs. You can go on the IRS's website, irs.gov.gov. The last form is a little obscure. A lot of tax professionals are unaware of it. It's a form 1127, and you can actually apply for an extension of time to pay tax due because of undue hardship. So look up that form on the IRS's website, irs.gov, form 1127, and look at that form, and you can file that form when you file the return, or if you put the return on extension, it actually says you can file this based on a balance due or a balance that you know will be due. So those are my what I think are the things to think about right now, 3.5 weeks out from April 15th.
4868 is the 6-month extension. 1127 is undue hardship. What was the other one?
It's a form 9465, which is the installment agreement request form, which goes right with the form 1040.
I think Matt had a question.
Yes, I have a question here.
Sure.
So with the installment contract, once you do pay the balance due, do they send you some type of cancellation of that installment, or how does that work?
Oh, it's some kind of acknowledgement saying you've completed your agreement, everything's good. No, they don't. really what happens is they stop taking the money out of your bank account because you have to be on an automatic direct debit of that monthly payment.
Oh, so they
just stop taking it out.
Oh, so they go right in and they just take it right out. And and what about as far as with the hardship? With that, do you have to prove a hardship in the form? Is there something on there that says that?
Yes, there's a reason for the extension. You detail an explanation of the undue hardship that will result if you have to make this payment, pay this tax due right now, and you need an extension of time to pay that tax. You must show that you have sustained a substantial financial loss, if you're forced to pay a tax. And so there are instructions for the form 1127 that people should read about, but they don't want you to include supporting documentation. It's just your reason has to be a detailed explanation that really proves you would sustain a substantial financial loss if you're forced to pay the tax right now when you file the return with a balance due.
We're speaking with Patricia Gentile, attorney, CPA, founder of New England Tax Relief, and host of this new Fighting the Good Fight, Defending Taxpayers and Solving Their Tax Problems podcast. Patricia, in our last minute together here, what made you decide to do this podcast, and what words of advice may you have for some of those preparers who might feel overwhelmed at this time of year?
What caused me to do this podcast is the fact that I really, at this point, wanted to have a ripple effect starting from the tax professionals who are resolving their clients' tax problems to successfully do that. Then it's a ripple effect to the taxpayer and their family and et cetera in their life. So it's a broader success of helping people resolve their tax problems. And tax professionals, definitely, if you don't know where to start and you have a client or potential client that needs that help, I want to be able to help you create that plan and successfully resolve that problem for them.
Patty, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and I really do encourage everyone to check out the podcast, especially now. And also rest assured that if your tax preparer is listening to this program, they're probably up to date too. Thank you again for joining us, and have a wonderful April 15th.
Thank you for having me on. Can't wait till it's over.
Our pleasure. Hey, Matt, that also happens to be my birthday.
That's right. That's right.
People don't feel very generous on April 15th, so I always bear the brunt of that. We'll be back with the WGCH Sports Report right after this.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. And by Finocchio Brothers.